YouTube, Netflix star Ms. Rachel fighting to close ICE facility in Texas, I Am Political. By Warner Todd Houston on March 23, 2026. YouTube and Netflix children's content creator Ms. Rachel is temporarily moving on from supporting the cause of Hamas-led Palestine and is now taking aim at President Donald Trump and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. On one of her recent episodes, Ms. Rachel, whose real name is Rachel Anna Guerso, spoke over video chat with an immigrant child currently in the custody of federal officials at the Dilley Immigration Processing Center in South Texas. A Guerso found that the boy, 9-year-old Diever Hanau Jimenez, was sad because he was not going to be able to participate in his school spelling bee. "It was unbelievably surreal to see this sweet little face and feel like I was on a call with somebody who's in jail," a Guerso told NBC News. "It broke me, and it was something I never thought I'd encounter in life. We're trying to get a child out of a jail to do a spelling bee," she exclaimed. "I just never thought those words would go together." The controversial entertainer has spoken to several others being held at the same location. A Guerso accused the Dilley Center of serving bad food to the kids and mistreating those being held there for immigration violations. The Department of Homeland Security has disputed the accusations. She has also accused the center of abusing a child named Gail, 5, who NBC News says has been having medical issues while in detention. Gail is reportedly a nonverbal child with developmental delays. The boy is also said to be suffering from constipation while at Dilley and supposedly needs special medical treatment. "Imagine if your child hadn't pooped in 9 days," a Guerso told NBC News. "This is not normal. This is an important medical situation. Treating a child this way is a crime. It's neglect and child abuse." Randy Clark, who worked for the U.S. Border Patrol for 32 years before retiring, told Breitbart News that the Dilley facility has separate dorms for individual family units that allow privacy from unrelated detainees, and there are no locks on the doors in that portion of the facility. "In 2019, I toured and spoke with staff and was shown on-campus school that offered education services for those school-aged children being detained, a medical and dental facility," Clark, who is now a Breitbart contributor, said. Clark also noted that there are a number of amenities at Dilley. 24-hour snacks, a cafeteria that served 3 squares, an indoor gymnasium with basketball courts, an area set up as a movie theater, a hair salon for females and free child care so that they could leave the kids while they used the service there, a library that included a law section in multiple languages and a courtroom that could handle administrative asylum or removal cases, also had video game room for children to play at will. These amenities were initiated during Trump's first term, but Biden wound down some of the contracts. "Last I heard, the school, with certified teachers, would be reopening soon, and that may have happened," Clark noted. All the dorms and facilities are labeled with signs and pathways to them in theme park cartoon-like animals, so it makes finding your way through the campus easier for multi-language residents, Clark continued. "There are no armed guards inside, and the residents move about freely. That's why you are able to see the female residents complaining about underwear that are newer than mine," he said. Ms. Rachel has been delving into politics for quite some time, sparking accusations that she is using children to advance her personal political ideals. Indeed, she even admitted to NBC that she is explicitly political. "I am political," she told the network. "It's political to believe that children are worthy of love and care, and that every child is equal, and that our care shouldn't stop at what we look like, our family, at our religion, at a border." Breitbart's Randy Clark contributed to this article. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.